Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello, I'm Minnie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And this is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hooray!
Hooray! And who have we got today, Helen?
We've got two awesome legends. It is, of course, Vanelle and Cindy. Hello!
Yay! Hey, guys! What's up?
Legend already.
Oh, I know, right?
And do you know what?
That was too kind.
Take the compliment.
What a legend is. Seriously too kind. Yeah, no, I appreciate it for that.
Now, we did say Vanelle and Cindy. Are you all right with that? Or do you prefer Cindy and Vanelle?
We were talking about this the other day. How does it flow? Is it Vanelle or Cindy?
I think it's
Vanelle and Cindy.
Vanelle.
I don't know. Sometimes it flows both ways.
I think Vanelle and Cindy.
Right. Introduce
I feel like it, Cindy and Vanelle sounds like a bit of like a sauce.
It's awesome. Yeah, can I get a bit of Cindy?
Do you want a bit of Cindy and Vanelle on your...
on your plate?
Nah? Your plate.
Just a Cindy. All right, cool.
I think...
Have Vanelle. You never thought of going like Brangelina, like Sinel? Or Vindy?
Do you know what? Sinel's a nice baby name, isn't it?
Let's not force it. No.
Oh, here we go.
You like your S names, don't you?
Well, look, seeing as we're talking about your children already, tell us about your family.
Yes. Yeah. So we have two lovely, beautiful girls. So we've got Sienna, who's 8. And Serena, who's 1.5.
Hey.
And we're together.
Yeah.
Currently.
I'm currently with her, what I mean?
Yeah, currently with this one over here as well. And, we've got two kids together.
Yeah.
They were like, is that a nuclear family then?
They call it a nuclear family.
It's not really, though, is it? Because it's kind of like, because obviously I had Sienna from a previous relationship and then... We had Serena together.
Yeah, so I stepped in, and next we know, family.
So
four.
Is it like a blended family?
Yeah, how would you call it? How would you call it?
We're just a family. How would you call it?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're just a family. Everyone puts a name to families.
I know.
Right?
Still together after 4 months of lockdown. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know.
Success.
I was thinking, oh my God, I'm with her during lockdown. How can we cope?
Do you know what? I did say, lockdown will test this relationship of ours.
Yeah, it's true.
But you've made it so far.
I think we've done well. High five for that.
It's only like petty arguments.
You can tell they haven't been together that long because they're still like touching each other. That's nice.
They're in the same room.
It's in the honeymoon phase.
We're trying.
Because here's the thing. I was going to say, how did you meet? But I secretly know how you met because
we both listened
to your amazing podcast.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. I'm so. Did you guys enjoy it?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Ellie and I were texting each other, going, "They're so cute."
Oh, appreciate it.
Honestly, if I thought it was rubbish, I would have cancelled this.
I'm not too sure about these guys.
Yeah. I'm sick.
I've got a terrible cough and a fever. I don't know.
Yeah, nothing can make it happen.
We're here, so that means that's good news.
No, thank you for having us. Seriously,
thank you so much.
What's the full title of your podcast?
Podcast is Go Ask Your Mother.
Yeah,
it's available on BBC Sounds.
Yeah,
it's a weekly episode every Wednesday. It's about basically me and Cindy. We just talk about different topics within parenthood, etc. We talk about many things. It's pretty broad.
It's not just for parents though.
Yeah.
It's for people who are thinking about having kids or who are just pondering on the idea because we talk about love and dating,
talk about stuff like screen time as well. It's so deep. We go into everything.
But the things that are a bit hard that you never knew were going to be hard because you're like, I can cruise through that. It's just a little bit.
Even like we talk about sex and pornography and mental health.
We talk about mental health issues as well. Yeah, it's true. So it's not like we're trying to tell you how to become great parents.
Because we are not experts.
That's one thing.
No,
that's one thing. We're not experts at all.
We're not. We're just trying to encourage people to have those conversations with each other.
Exactly.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
And what we do that in a way where we talk about our experiences of how we were brought up and how we were raised.
Yeah.
And to see, are we going to do that with the children?
Yeah. Are we going to carry
what would we change? What do we want to change? Because everybody that's alive, obviously, was raised a certain way. That's why you are the person you are today.
Exactly.
So do you want to implement those things within your children? And if not, why? You know?
So what was your upbringing like, Cindy?
So I grew up with my grandma.
Uh-huh.
I was raised by my grandma, and she is one amazing woman, I tell you that. And she's a very hardworking woman. Till this day, she's been on the front line. She's in her 70s, and she's been working with the NHS during, you know, Corona. Upbringing with her was, I don't want to say strict. She thought she was strict to me, but it was easy for me to get away with a lot of things because she was a very hard woman. She was always working. So she'd be like, you know, Cindy, stay home. I'm going to work. I'd be like, yes, Nan. And I would leave the house and do whatever I wanted and come back. And she'll think I was an angel child because...
These times,
I was at home.
She trashed the whole house.
But I was living my best life. And then she'd be like, you know, my granddaughter, she's just so amazing. These times I've been up Central London with my mates. We've been bus hopping all day.
Bloody
and
heck,
I'll quickly can't run home before she gets back. So,
oh, I remember the bus from South London, we used to get all the way up to Oxford Street.
Yeah, I used to Trocadero.
Bus from South London, all the way to Trocadero.
Oh, good times.
Sega Zone.
Yes. Oh, my days.
Literally.
Oh, good times. Good times.
Growing up, I grew up, it was just me and my grandma all the time. It was just us, and I didn't grow up with any of my siblings at all.
Yeah.
So, So I was a mischievous child, but she thinks I was a goody two shoes. So we'll keep it that way.
She must never listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I grew up with my mum and dad. You know, I still had siblings, older siblings. And I couldn't get away with things that Cindy did. You know what I mean? It was kind of impossible. But yeah, grew up with a family, mum and dad there. Obviously, they sent me to boarding school. So it was kind of different. So I lived a different life in boarding school. But I won't reveal too much because obviously that's for the...
Okay, yeah, no,
don't. Podcast,
don't yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was an okay child.
So what are the bits you're kind of taking from your own upbringing that you want to sort of use on your children?
Implement.
Yeah.
Violent, but and what are the bits you kind of want to get rid of?
I think with me, when I grew up, we always learned to like respect our adults, respect and love, etc., and all about sharing. So that's the sort of thing that I like to tell my kids about that.
I think for me is independency. Because from the beginning, I was quite independent.
Yeah.
And my grandma made me that way because obviously she had to work a lot. So she taught me from the age of 8, I was cooking rice on the stove and preparing her dinner for when she comes back from home.
Yeah.
But that's because I wanted to, because I was like, oh, Nan, you've been working all day. And
she
taught me from a very young age to clean the home. And she was very like, you must clean. If you want husband, you must clean.
It's true.
Seriously.
No, it's true.
You must learn how to cook. You must do your laundry and all of this. I was like, okay. Well, at that time as a child, I hated it. I was like, why have I got to do all this cooking and cleaning? Like, I don't know what to do any of this. But like now as an adult, I'm kind of glad that she taught me those things because now I just absolutely love to cook.
Yeah.
Mm. And now I do that with Sienna, the eldest child now.
Yeah.
She loves to cook.
Mm.
And I get her to understand the importance of cleaning up after yourself. Like, I don't do things for her. Like, she's been very quite independent from, you know, since she was a baby. And I've tried to encourage that throughout. So, yeah, that's one thing. It's probably independency.
Yeah, so
it's like Karate Kid, isn't it? You have to learn how to wax on, wax off, and
wax
then
on.
You suddenly realise.
Wax on, wax off.
No, it's true. It's true.
And so with Sienna, and you say this in the first podcast episode, that you had her when you were, was it 19?
19.
And so you had a few years as a young single parent.
Yeah.
And what was that like for you? Because, like, I have just become a single parent in the last, but I'm an old hag. Like, you know. And I was like, what's that like when I was listening to your story? Saying,
do you know what? It's been strange because I never experienced life. I've never experienced life without a child when I think about it now. I was a child, you know, about to go into the world of work and then had a child. Like, there was no time for play and there was no time for this. In my whole 20s, I was a mum, like, from the beginning. So that was a big shift. And it was because, like, growing up as a teenager, I was always the one that was always partying, bubbly, in all the social groups. And then I kind of had to like quiet it down a bit because it was like, okay, I'm a mum. But at that time, I still didn't quite want to do that because I still wanted to live my best life. Mm. But it was really hard trying to balance still being a young adult and a teen and having to be a responsible adult and a mum, mm. if that makes sense. So that was like, that was really mentally stressful at that period. But now, as I've obviously grown and I've had Serena, I think I'm grateful for that experience because I've been able to, I feel like me and Sienna, we've grown together, like we've grown up together and we've got like such a close bond in that way because
I stepped in.
Yeah, like she,
you know, like she came
and I just changed. Yeah. I just changed the whole game. You know what I mean? All right, guys, I'm here now. So basically, Sienna, you're gonna do this. Hey, babe, you're gonna do that. And you're like, no, but I did differently when I was independent. No, all right, I'm changing everything. No, I'm joking. No, but I've seen that from Cindy. I've seen how independent she is. Even though like I'm in the household, she still like, you know, does stuff by herself. But sometimes you forget.
Yeah, because I'm not used to him. I'm not used to him.
Don't have to check with anyone.
Because the thing is, I'd never lived with a man. I've never lived with a man.
And you never will again.
Yeah, I've never lived with a man.
And she's probably realised.
And it was always like, yeah, it was always like me and my bubble of me and Sienna. And like, even till this day, I find it hard to allow you to do certain things. I'm even DIY in the house. I'm like, give me that drill.
Yes,
like, I can't do it.
I can't do it. No, I want to do it. I'm just like, whoa, it's even time. You know what I'm trying to say? I understand because she is independent. So.
Yeah. My experience wasn't quite the same as yours, but I'm a bit like that as well. I could do it. I'm actually quite, I'm a bit clumsy and I'm a bit, sometimes I like to cut a corner, which my husband So like, I remember one time, like, he was like, what are you doing with those soda crystals? And I was like, I'm going to unblock the drain. Unblock the drain. It's no problem. And he was getting ready to go to a friend's wedding, like on his own.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't be so patronising. I know exactly what I'm doing. And he's like, you need safety goggles. And I was like, no, I don't. Shut up. Go away. 5 minutes later, I'm like, what time's the wedding? And he's like, why? And I'm like, I think you're going to have to take me to Lewisham A&E. I've got soda crystals in my eye.
Oh, no!
He called me a cab.
No, I think I'm the opposite. I think you're the one that's always cutting corners. And I'm always the one that's like, why have you not read the instructions? What are you doing? You got to do this. You got to do that.
I don't really cut too much corners.
You do. God.
If you think about it, for instance, anyone that knows DIY, sometimes, for instance, you don't need wall plugs.
What did you do? What did you do to the baby gate when we were supposed to put up the baby gate for Serena? You took out the packet, you broke it, and then we the baby gate never went up. So now the baby just learned how to climb up and down the stairs.
Independence, man.
That's corner cutting.
I'm just like corners there, but.
Yeah. What happened to the baby gate?
I don't know. I don't know where the parts went.
Yeah, because
I don't know where the parts went.
I'm with him. I think you should just smash your own front door and then you never need keys. This is it. No, he's just thinking outside the box. No, that's what he's doing, Cindy. It's good.
No, that's what he wanted to do the other day because we got locked out. He was like, why can't we just smash it in? No, I will call a locksmith.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just thinking about that.
Because if you smash the door, you'll have to call the locksmith anyway. So why not? Do it first.
I can break it in.
My door's clumsy.
Does that make any sense? What, break it in and then what?
No, but next week,
we have a big gaping hole. Everyone just come in and just steal
this
all
that. Locksmith, he came with these tools and bag. Like, locksmith here, I'm ready to come. Next week, he gets two cardboard boxes, slices through the door. Oh, it's open. Right?
That was annoying. Do you really need that £65 for that?
He's like, yeah, mate, sorry, but okay.
You don't have to take it, mate. The Lord won't smite you if you say, no worries, it wasn't a big deal. But there you go. So how long have you guys been together now?
How long have we been together? Two and a half?
Might as well round it up to two and a half.
We count in January.
You know what? Let's just round it up to three.
Yeah.
Is it three?
It's not actually three.
No, you have to say two and a half. You can't say three because it's not really three. That's lying.
We're in the seventh month of this year.
I love that they agree on everything, Ellie.
Yeah, so you can tell it's over two. Do you know what I mean?
It's over two.
You can tell the honeymoon is over.
That was over a long time ago, mate.
We're bickering about how long we've been together and doors. We're definitely in the zone. We're in the zone, man.
Yeah.
And because you sort of got together in quite an unusual way. way.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I always forget how we got together, because, and then when I remember it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's how we got together.
Let's say social media brought us together. Okay, I was on a night out with my friends. Shout out to my boys TJ and Gio.
They're big fans of this podcast, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They love
getting
Scummy
Mummies.
They love
it.
Be like,
yo, TJ, yeah, I'll
shout
you out on this podcast.
They'd be like, who are these bitches?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
I went on the night out and I was having great fun. I'm talking, that's probably the best.
It was your birthday, wasn't it?
It was my birthday week. Aww. So all I did was I was going around and just talk to people and whatnot. And coming to the end of the night, you know, I just saw this girl. I was like, who is she? I was like, you know what? So instead of like, you know,
you had drunk, you know, goggles on. I still tell you to say this to this day.
Instead of me doing the whole like, what's your name, what's your number, I was like, instantly, all right, hey, you want to take a selfie?
Actually, that's not what happened. That's not what happened.
What?
I came out of the club, literally off my face.
I can't remember this, no?
I came out of the club and I was like, okay, guys, we kind of need to go home now. And all, you know, like when your girls are looking, checking the train time and you're in the cold with your jackets. Like,
all I remember, all
we need to get the last train, guys.
The last train.
And then I saw you because my friends were just being annoying with the train times and I couldn't bother to look at my phone.
Yeah.
And then I came up and then you were taking a selfie. And I stepped in and I was like, come on, let's take a selfie then.
The fact is, how serious she was. She actually took my phone. Because you know women in their angles. I never know.
Yeah, and I grabbed his phone. Yes. I was like, come on.
No.
Always from above.
Your phone goes high, chin goes low.
Yeah, that's, you know what I mean? I was thinking like with the angles. Like, I said, okay, take my whole phone.
No, but, this is how you know I was definitely drinking that night, because that is way too much confidence for me. Like, I would never do that on a normal day. I've never even done that before.
Have you
like,
seen
that photo?
Have you seen the photo? The photo's still actually there.
Yeah. So when we took the picture.
You just see him in the top corner, like, so like in the head in the corner, and she's just taking up the whole phone. Like,
well, you can only see his eyes. When we took the picture, my friends who was looking for the train eventually found the train times. They was like, come on, Cindy, it's coming in 5 minutes. And I was like, all right, see you later, bye. I had no chance
to get her name.
So much like the awful James Blunt song, you saw her.
Yeah,
she's beautiful. But rather than go away and write a chart topping global hit for now, what did you do?
I decided to tweet it. So I
didn't even have Twitter.
Do you know what? The crazy thing, because I remember this was like just before Christmas. I was going through all my photos because coming to the end of the year, looking at photos, like, yeah, I remember that day. I remember that day. I was like, oh yeah, I remember this day. Oh yeah, it was my birthday week. And I was like, oh, I remember this girl. I took a selfie of her. So I thought, you know what? Copy, paste, tweet it. Hi guys, I'm looking for this girl. I met this girl in Shoreditch. Have you seen her? Etc.
That sounds like you murdered her.
Have you seen this girl?
That sounds a bit creepy. But at the same time, I don't know. I thought, like, why not?
Do you know what?
Was you only live once. Yeah.
So the weirdest thing. The next thing you know, just like, you know, a lot of Twitter did its thing. Like, oh my God, anyone seen her?
I really said people retweeted it.
People retweeted it a lot.
It done its round, because the weirdest thing was the day that I saw it was New Year's Day. So again, I'm hungover from New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And it was when it was on a night out before that. So my friend that I was with was like, Cindy, have a look at this. I saw it and I was like, oh, is that from someone from yesterday? I was like, I didn't take no pictures of anyone from yesterday. She was like, look, someone's looking for you, because we're both like hungover. She's like, someone's looking for you. I was like, oh, time to go away. But it was so fun. But then after, once I'd like, you know, the hangover had gone, I was like, wait, let me actually have a proper look at this. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's serious. He's really looking for me. I was like, oh my God.
I just took my shot, you know? You got to take your chances and take a shot. And I remember I did a lot of, like, James Bond, like trying to do this whole investigation, trying to find her. Because, everything was all private, even the Facebook and everything. So I couldn't get to get her.
Because eventually,
I tried to avoid that word, but you know what I mean?
Because eventually somebody that knew him.
Yeah, someone knew me, yeah.
Knew a guy who knew my mate. Right. I knew my mate knew me.
So it's like a whole network going on. It's like, yeah, I
it's
know
like a
her
very strange
this,
Venn diagram, but I think I've got it.
Yeah.
So you thought you'd give him a shot. You thought,
I got the message. And so this guy was like,
in the beginning, I was like, you know, let's see what it's about. Let's be friends.
We had the first phone call. New Year's Day. I remember it. New Year's Day, we had a phone call. We were speaking to each other.
We spoke for 5 hours.
For good
five hours. That's
five
amazing.
We were just chatting. But 5 hours, it must have been.
And then I was like, so you're going to take me on a date then?
So, you know what I mean?
The groundwork's been done.
You know what I mean?
Awesome.
I thought, let's just hang out and just But she was like, is it a date? And I was like, no.
Yeah, because he tried to milk it. He was like, oh, yeah, we can hang out. I was like, what do you mean, like on a date? Because I need to know, like, do I need to, like, dress, you know, up, actually, yeah, do, yeah, my hair, like, and makeup?
No, yeah. No. Oh, you might even need to wax, like, things. Who,
yeah, you? Yeah.
So maybe you're not, like, that kind of girl. I don't know. I probably would.
Need to wax, but he kept downplaying it.
And then I was like, you did not just stalk me on Twitter.
No. And then it's not just to go out with Nando's. Like, he's on the phone. Yeah. You can't be like, oh, well, let's go for McDonald's. That's not how that works.
And you know what? It was definitely a date.
4 dates in one.
He took, no, it was like 5 dates in one.
Yeah.
On the same day.
Tell me what that is. I want that.
You know what? Until this day. I'll say where you took me. We went for dinner.
Went for dinner.
Then we went to play pool.
You know, nice.
And we went to a bar.
Went to a bar.
We went to the cinema. We to actually, see, 4 dates.
We went to go and see Jumanji.
That's more dates than I've had in the last 9 years, guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're
amazing.
Showing off now.
I've done all right then.
Yeah, but I've been taken out since. So. Wow. I'm joking.
Wow. Look at that. You guys are lying to us in this podcast, really?
I'll just give you all the dates for the rest of your life and it's all in one day.
There you go. So you got together with all these many, many dates and conversations. And then what happened?
How do we break that down? Right.
And then we was cooking and a bun formed.
Yes, I like that.
So much cooking.
We were doing a lot of cooking.
A lot of seasoning.
A lot of jerking.
Not really asking you to describe literally the process of conception.
A lot of moisture.
Oh my god.
Let me just drink a bit of water. Sorry, my bad.
Oh dear.
We're assuming that the listeners of the podcast understand the process of pregnancy at this point. I think we can drop
you. You don't want to know the image in my head of these two in a branch of Greg's right now. It's overwhelming.
So we ended up having a baby.
That's what happens
with all that cooking.
After six months.
So you've been together 6 months, you found out you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I know. Crazy, right?
Big times.
Oh, yeah. A lot of things happen around that.
You hadn't met each other's families, is that right?
No, but mine knew about yours, so.
But my sister, who I'm very, at the time, not to say I'm not close to my mum, I am close to my mum, but there's only certain things, you know, you could tell your mum, innit?
Yeah.
I rather felt comfortable telling my sister about it.
But I feel it's a man thing, though.
But I told my
is
sister
it a man
about
thing?
It, you know what I mean?
Do you guys think it's a male thing?
It's not a male thing.
I tell my mum a lot of stuff.
Because I feel like men don't talk. They don't say things.
Oh my God, you should meet my dad. He never shuts up.
Do you think so?
Oh, I think they talk about different things. Like, I think when women get together, they can talk about everything. But like, But men don't talk about their feelings and deeper kind of nothing. Yeah. Nothing to you know.
Yeah, so I just told my sister about her and everything. But all it is, it does look bad that I'm now going to introduce a woman to my mum,
a pregnant woman
who happens to be pregnant. So it's like, whoa, what's going on here?
And your mum's so lovely. I love your mum.
Yeah, at first she was.
She's literally my mum. That's my mum now.
But that must have, obviously that was a lot for you. But you've been a parent before. Whereas for you, you're getting two for one, Vanel, aren't you?
Yeah.
So that was a whole like mad experience that in the first step in terms of me like now meeting Cindy, having a baby. Next thing I became a dad of two.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. You know what I mean? Don't get twisted. It was hard.
Yeah.
In the beginning, but you know, just thank God. In terms of like Sienna allowing me to be in her life, just like talk to her, be open with her, because you know it can get a bit hard sometimes when a man goes to a woman and they have already kids, and some kids don't really like another man going into the their mom's life because like you know being like, but it was very hard in the beginning.
Did you ever have a moment of pause? Honestly, did you ever like when she first said, did you kind of go, I don't know if I can do this?
He
you know
knew what? I had a kid when he was looking for me though.
When you were on my socials,
you knew.
When I was able to find her socials, I realized, oh, she's got a kid.
Yeah,
but I didn't think too much of it.
No,
because I really want to just know who Cindy is.
Yeah,
and if she comes with a feeling of a kid, hey, we can just work things out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, a lot of people will be scared to like, oh, I can't get it for her because she's got a kid. Hey, sometimes take chances.
Deal. Two for one.
Yeah. Going on.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a life insurance policy and you get free, free Apple Watch.
Yes, like exactly.
Free Apple.
You
I
know,
like that, I like that.
Get a bonus.
Yeah. But I like what you said in the podcast is that like you weren't just dating for you. You were dating for Sienna as well.
Yeah, because I was single for five years. Because I was single for 5 years, but obviously I did date guys between, but they never even met Sienna.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Sienna didn't even know that they existed.
Mm.
And most of the times when I was dating those guys, is I'll date them and be like, you look nice, I like you. But then I'll think, but do you have the qualities that I need with my child? Do you have the qualities that are going to be suitable for me and my daughter? And a lot of the times it was no.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So with Vanel,
I ticked all boxes.
It was like, wait, hold on. Hold on.
It was a full meal deal. Yeah, trust me. He came with a Coke and crisps.
Trust me, I came with the fries and the Coke. Yeah. Not just the burger alone.
Yeah, but there's one.
So I came a laptop with a life insurance. Yeah. Free car.
Yeah, amazing, yeah. But you were like, no, this guy's a stand-up guy. He's a good guy. It just so happens he's knocked me up. Let's go for it.
Let's see how it goes. You know what I mean?
One thing that I loved about with Vanel, because when I used to date guys before, I had one rule was, you're not coming to my house. And there'd always be that thing of, but why? Because my kid sleeps there and she doesn't know who the hell you are. And you're just not coming. That's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys, especially my age at the time, because I'm dating like, what, guys in their 23s. 20s, 21s and 24s.
Look at that kiddie baby.
And like, they never got it. It's like, oh, for God's sake, because obviously I'm independent and I've got a child and I've got my own place. It was always like, oh, let's go bunk at yours. No, this isn't a youth club.
There's no holiday in.
A youth club. Like, do you know? But Vanel was like the only person that really understood that, because I remember he said to you, I remember one time I said to him, you're not coming to my house, by the way, just to let you know.
And he was so like, romantic.
He was like, okay.
You see why you felt each other so quickly.
I wasn't even thinking about, because you
because I always used to get that all the time, because obviously I'm dating 21-year-olds.
Yeah, fucking babies.
And so they're like, yeah, man, I'm coming to your house.
Yeah, let's
chill.
Watch some Peppa Pig, man.
Yeah. And I was like, no, you're not coming here.
Have you got any loom bands? Idiot.
Exactly. And I was, I always had that thing of, I need to keep my daughter safe. I need to keep her in a good environment. And Vanel understood that, and that's what caught me with you as well.
I was just like, because obviously, you know, when people hook up, let's be real, some people be like, yes, when I come to your house and chill. But sometimes I took that step
Netflix
back,
and chill.
You know what I mean? She's got a kid, you know? Like, sometimes she might need her own space, you know what I mean?
Because we always used to meet up outside, we always go on dates.
And she's always late to say that. Her first day, she was late.
Listen, when you got a kid, you got to get babysitter. We can't just get up and go.
I was late at the bar the second date, she was late. But it's cool, I got used to it, and she's still late to this day, so it was all right.
But yeah, that must have been huge for you as well, finding out you're pregnant after 6 months and you know how much work goes into having a baby.
Do you know what? It was crazy, because I feel like when you have that gap, because I was pregnant after what, she was six then.
Six.
Yeah. So already at school.
Out of the trenches, man. Yeah. You're out of the trenches.
She was at school. I'm out of nappies. You know, I've just understood how to properly be like that proper mum. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm in a good stage in my life. I'm working. I'm doing things. And then it's like you get pregnant again and I've forgotten everything.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know anything. God, what do they need? What milk is there? What is it? What's milk? I got a breastfeed again. My boobs are going to drop. I just grew. Because do you know what was really upsetting for me, guys? I'll tell you something, right? Because when I fell pregnant with Sienna, like I was a late bloomer. So when I fell pregnant with Sienna, I hadn't really got to enjoy my boobs yet.
I understand.
I hadn't got to enjoy like my womanly features yet, because they were already ruined before they began. And then once Sienna grew and, you know, I kind of lost the baby fat and I kind of, you know, understood, you know, what God had given to me.
Yeah.
It was just taken again.
I do apologise, so I never knew it was that deep.
I never really got to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know? I've always,
Yeah,
and I'm still the sound breastfeeding that baby. I don't know why she doesn't just get off of me.
She really latches onto you, isn't it?
I did it for 2 years. It's just, I'm lazy though, because I need to stop. Lazy, just stick them on, they shut up.
So am I. I'm lazy. I breastfed her three times before.
I look at Serena sometimes, I'm just like, that used to be my booze, but I mean,
Never again. No.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah. They still. We've got boys who are a bit older, and sometimes when Hugo's talking to me, he almost does like a Morse code on my tits, like a mummy. Oh. How are you? like just sort of pats them as like it beats out the words. I was like, is that really necessary? I would like some milk. I was like, and your son did that to me.
Yeah,
the other
my 5-year-old just
came up to me, Helen.
Oh my days. Oh, these babies, man.
Well, I think it's a boy thing.
Looking at you from an angle.
Tap, tap, tap.
He also said you look like Pennywise, which, bearing in mind, he's never seen it. I don't know where he's got that from.
Oh my God.
Pennywise is here. Yeah. It's almost like boys have a slight fascination in tits and it starts quite young.
Yeah, no, that is so true.
But we're sort of joking about it, but 6 months is quite new relationship.
It is very new. A lot of people raise their eyebrows like that. But you know what? I always looked at it as a thing where these things happen.
Right.
And how do we react? You know what I mean? Yeah. In terms of how can you react positively? I could have just easily just walked away from the situation and just left Cindy. You
know, I mean, I've met her. I don't know how easy that would actually be.
Yeah, I think
you might find your car gets keys.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what I get. I just see one slash across my whole car. It's like, what? Because I didn't stay with you.
Do you know what? It was crazy because obviously with Sienna's father, when I fell pregnant at 19, we never stayed together from the get-go, from the beginning of day one.
Yeah. Okay.
So when I got pregnant with Serena, I had made up in my mind, okay, already, if he decides to go, then I'll just do this again.
But you know what? I don't blame her.
I said, you know what? If you're not going to do it, okay.
And I'm just like, hold on, let me just breathe for a second. Because, like,
hang on,
you know what I mean?
Hang on.
Hey! Like, I'm pregnant. Oh, yeah, but if you don't want to be here with a child, that's what I'm going.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Huge life changing news. Can you just commit something for 20 years or don't?
I don't give a fuck.
Cheers. See you later. Bye.
That's how it was. And I was just like,
that's how it was. That was me. That was me.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm the type of person where, like, if something's happened to me once, I just expect it to happen again.
That's literally it.
So I was like, let me not even like try like, and convince
even tell
him to like
my family members about it. She's like, if you don't want it, just leave. I was like, chill for a second. Let me just speak to my parents.
I really think that Cindy needs to be in charge of this country. I think kind of. I'm just putting it out there. This is the leadership we need.
You're the prime minister.
Yeah, you might as well start a party right now.
Yeah, listen, I will start a party.
What's the colour? What's the colour you're choosing? What colour? What's your theme?
Grey, because I love the colour grey.
Grey. Okay.
Is there a grey party already?
I don't know.
That's the Tories. They're all grey.
I can see you now, though. Right, so listen, everyone. There's been a second wave. Go out, stay in. I don't care. If you die, it's not my fault.
Fault to me, Cindy.
Vote Cindy.
It's funny you say that.
Yeah.
So she made that phone call, and then sort of what went through your head? What was the process?
I was going through many emotions. I'm talking. Yeah. Do I be excited? I don't know. And the obvious one was, am I ready?
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and plus, in the area that I was in, from like where I was coming from, I was like basically stuck career wise. I don't know what I was doing, you know what I mean. And I was like at a dead end job, and to have more pressure was I've got a baby, I've got responsibility, so I don't know what to do. So I just felt that okay, I need to speak to someone first. Spoke to my sister, etc. I felt a bit comfortable because I was like, you know, these things happen. I'm older now. Try and react. You know, help her a lot. You know, in terms of going to her scans, etc. So it's like, I feel that now having this baby has made me just like being a bit more like forefront with things and being more bit more positive.
You can't hide anywhere anymore, can you, as a parent? It is all there, and that baby needs you right now.
Yeah.
It's not, I'll do it in a minute. That baby's screaming, or your wife or your partner needs you. And you've got to, as Ellie said before, level up.
You've got to level up. I was like, well, I've got responsibility now. All right, cool. Let's crack on now. Let's do this.
This is not a rehearsal.
I always think having the baby literally changed my life in terms of, you know, getting things done and just being more proactive.
But then that level up doesn't stop. It's a continuation of leveling up.
Listen, this is all the journey.
It's a journey that you have to continue.
Yeah, that's the thing about parenthood. You're like, you think, yeah, fucking nailed this at the moment. I'm getting bedtime done. I know what they like to eat.
Change. So, you know, she like, at first I cooked her some dinner that included baked beans.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't like beans. And she started getting emotional. I'm like, next thing you know.
The other day, she goes in the cupboard. Baked beans.
Oh, we got baked beans, yes. And I looked at her.
And I'm like,
so when did this happen? Exactly. I've always liked baked beans.
Leave.
Just open it, put it in the bowl and walk off, man. I'm tired of this, man.
Just leave.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Kids are just changing, man. And it's like, oh, what'd you do? You can't help it. can't help it.
Drink. Yeah. Do a lot of drinking.
That's, yeah. That's why I have a stash of wine.
You know what I mean? Sometimes a bit of a glass yeah. does help sometimes.
Doesn't it? Just to ease things off a bit. Yeah. Yeah.
We're not condoning drinking, but we absolutely are. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, you drink responsibly.
It's an emotional crutch.
It is. It just helps.
If you don't like it, that's up to you. Good for you. I need it. Anyway.
At least medicine.
I should be an alcohol counsellor.
Oh, great.
Do what you like.
Turn it into an AA show.
Can I be health minister in your government?
Yeah, of course you can. We should actually do this.
What are Helen and Vanel going to do in your cabinet? What are they going to do?
Thanks, guys.
I'm very good at social media, because without social media I wouldn't have found you. So
there's not a minister for social media.
There's not a minister for social
media. I could create.
Do you know what you could do? I wouldn't say education, but then I don't know.
I'm thinking more international relations. I'm very good.
Yeah.
I'm very peaceful.
I'm very good.
You could do like. Is there someone that does like?
I can make your theme song because I'm a music producer.
I don't know. What do we do?
Minister for music. I think you're going to confuse with Ministry of Sound.
Ministry. Yeah.
Do you actually know what a government is?
I know what a government is.
You can't be minister for baby gates. We've established that.
Yeah, of course.
Transport and logistics, no.
Yeah. I think. How are you with money? Chancellor of the Exchequer?
Oh, no. No, okay. I'll spend all the public's money in no-go.
Oh, Minister of Defence, then. That's what they do. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll give me that.
That's absolutely fine.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad we've sorted the world out, yes. Really.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Excellent news.
So the podcast is called Go Ask Your Mother. Why did you pick that as a title, as if we can't guess?
Do you know what? We actually didn't. Vanel's good friend, Natalia, our producer, she came up with the show. And was like, would you like to do a podcast?
Let's do a podcast. And we're like, yeah, why not?
Okay. You know and what I mean? The funny thing is, I don't even know what a podcast was.
No.
Before starting podcasting.
There are people who've started their own podcast going, so they just got given a podcast by the BBC? Fuckers!
Listen, a lot of people looked at us like, what?
Our first record was like, no, our first episode was my first ever record. That was what got us
so
the BBC
good.
Deal.
It's crazy.
Yeah, like, that's sweet BBC money. So much of that knocking about, isn't there?
Oh, no. With their money guns. Oh.
Yeah. Hey, why not I just pay you my license fee? Right.
The craziest thing is I'm so glad I said yes, because I'm the type of person, you know, I say, if there's an opportunity and you don't know what it is, just say yes and then learn it later. That's the motto that I live by.
That's how hitchhikers get murdered, but all right.
Yeah. You're driving around. Yeah, you're right.
No, he's a glass half full kind of person, if you haven't worked that out yet.
No, that's too funny.
Sorry.
I just always brings it back to murder. I know.
I do
like watching those murder hitchhike programs.
Yeah, she loves it. It's weird. That's not like a question.
I love watching murder.
She loves watching women that murder, and she probably gets into it.
You've seen women who murder.
I just look at Cindy sometimes, like, wow. Like, I hope you don't.
They
get
do
any,
some crazy stuff.
Hope you don't get any ideas. Like, I'm trying to be here for you.
No,
you
know? I'm not.
She knows how to get rid of a body.
You know what I mean? Like, I saw it on that, a woman that
so
murders.
You better act right, okay? Because
she's got a lot of bleach and black beans.
Yeah. You know what? A good thing about this podcast as well is that. Sorry, what was going on?
It's got very dark.
I'm just talking about disposing of your body. Don't
you know what? I might just leave. Right? Yeah. I'm getting worried as well, yeah. Cindy.
No, it's all right. Don't worry.
Hey.
You don't really know anyone after 2.5 years, do you?
Yeah. Turns out not.
Why are you here? Why are you not going with your wife? Hey, listen.
I was still fine.
I got some doubts.
Yeah, you know, I got some doubts, man. You know, like. You know, like, plastic bags ready, and there's a big cutlass out there. Yeah. What's going on
there?
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. Oh. Come on, what were you talking about now? What were we talking about? The podcast, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
So Cindy was saying, I just say yes to things, and you...
Yeah, don't do that. That's incredibly dangerous. And because I just... foolhardy.
In case I get hitchhiked and murdered.
However, now they've got a successful BBC podcast.
On this occasion, it's worked out all right. I'm not saying it never works out. Sometimes the man does drive you to Aberdeen. You know, it's perfect. Fine. I'm not saying it's never fine.
Oh, Scotland's a beautiful place, by the way.
Yeah, if you make it there alive, it's lovely. Yeah, sure, it's lovely. What's been the most surprising thing you've found out about each other for doing the podcast?
Oh, mate.
Most surprising thing.
She's a murderer. Obviously, that's bad.
You know, yeah, definitely that.
I've heard stories how crazy she was in school. I'm trying to think, wow, bloody heck.
What have I learned about you?
Yeah.
I'll probably say I've learned that you're... emotionally constipated.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Start with the good stuff first, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, he thinks I'm emotionally constipated.
You know the way she tells me like how like she still struggles to say I love you sometimes. She still says it. But when she really wants to show emotion, she will slap me. Like, and she does it with a smile.
Unconventional, but
no, like, she slaps me on the shoulder.
Don't say that because
not a violent slap though.
No, all I do, I just tap you like that.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
That's not a slap. He said tap. He said tap.
It's a little tap.
That is not a slap. Doing that is not a slap.
You're right, yeah. I'm like, it's like, oh, you feel a bit, you want to cuddle, you want to feel a bit lovey-dovey.
Okay. When you cuddle me, I'm like, oh, get off.
Yeah. But I have something there, because when Helen and I do our, when there's not a global pandemic and we do our live comedy show, we always hug before we go on stage and after, before the second half.
Yeah.
And we always have a hug, and then she always pats me on the back, but it's like this. Wow. So she's trying to wing me.
Pepping the baby.
Bloody hell.
How do you continue to go on stage?
You're always like,
that?
I love you.
Still a good show.
Feel it. Feel the love.
Yes. But maybe that's what you're doing, because you're saying he's emotionally constipated. Maybe you're just trying to knock the emotion out of him.
I love you.
I just right head, I just start crying all of a sudden. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah. So your podcast is out now.
It's out now.
So BBC Sounds and it's on all platforms as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so it's
well
every Wednesday. There's a new episode every Wednesday.
Brilliant. And we love it properly, don't we?
Oh, my God. Do you guys really love it?
Or are you really loving it?
You can ask Helen. I'm not very good at faking positive emotion.
What's your favourite part?
I rarely have one, so it's very hard for me to fake. Oh, well, there we go. Now, I feel we're coming to the end, but we do like to finish the podcast with a scummy mummy confession. I've got one. This just was... Oh, so my little son, Joe... he was really poorly the other night, and he had like really bad stomach ache, and he was, I don't think I've even told you this anyway. But obviously, like all good parents, I immediately decided he had appendicitis, and that was it.
Oh, now you're giving him appendicitis after my ordeal. But anyway, that's another time.
When she had appendicitis, I told her it was probably just a coil fell out. But anyway, turned out to be appendicitis.
3 hours later, I was in A&E.
So he was really poorly, and he obviously doesn't have appendicitis. He's absolutely fine. But I was like, oh, Joe. And he was like, Mummy, I feel so sick. And I was like, I'm sorry, darling. And he went, Mum, I think I've got coronavirus again. I was like, you've never had coronavirus.
Oh, bless him.
And he's thinking it's time to turn the news off in the mornings, quite honestly.
I turn off the news a lot.
Have you got a confession?
I've got one. My son, 2 nights ago, came in at the end of the day, went, Mummy, my willy is black.
Oh, and I was like, oh my God.
I was like,
pause.
Let's not,
had he stuck it in? I bet. Had he stuck it in a car exhaust? That's my first guess.
Okay. So I had bought him some new underpants, and because I'm the laziest mum in the world, I hadn't pre-washed them.
Do you pre-wash those?
Okay.
Oh, I get what
is that
mean.
A thing?
Yeah, apparently. Anyway, so they were brand new black underpants. And through the course of the day, the fluff had gathered, obviously, around his ding-dong.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, bless him.
How dark did
he
get?
He must have been traumatised.
I don't want to give too much away, but he just had looked down and either he had a quick pubic, what's it called, growth.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so he was a little bit surprised.
But isn't that a nice thing about your relationship, though, that he felt comfortable of coming to and saying...
Anyway, it wasn't dropping off or anything. It just had a little bit of new fabric fluff.
Yeah. my sons like to hold their willies up and stretch them and tell me that it looks like a chicken goujon, which they think is hilarious.
Oh my god.
They do that about 8 times a week.
Guys don't have boys.
Yeah, man.
All right. I mean, we're starting quite strong.
Yeah.
A
chicken goujon.
I don't think I have anything compared to that. I do have one. Okay, I don't know if I can say it though.
Oh,
the plunger.
Let's say it.
I say the plunger?
I don't care. Okay. Let's say it. That's absolutely hilarious.
Oh my god.
Basically,
before I met Vanille, I was single for 5 years. Okay.
Okay.
So I had a dildo.
Yep.
And it was the one that sucked onto the wall, right? You know, the suction.
On the wall. Okay.
Wait, have you confused a dildo with a Hoover?
No, you know the dildo that has like the...
The sucky thing that goes on the nubbin?
No, like...
So it doesn't move, so you can hump it. Is that what I'm...
Apparently the PR lady is nodding and making like hand signals as if to demonstrate.
I get it.
Obviously, once I met Vanille, you know, dildo's got to go, so I put it in the store cupboard away. He wanted to get thrown away. So I put it in the store cupboard, right? And then one day we needed to unplunge the kitchen sink.
Thank God that's what you said.
What happened was
I was like, plunger. Oh, okay, let's go find the plunger. Sienna ran past me as I was going up the stairs. So I got a plunger. She went straight to the store cupboard. And I'm there thinking, why are we going to the store cupboard? She's in the bathroom. And she gets the bag. She gets the, it's not just a normal plastic bag. We're talking the supermarket ones that cost 50p. Ziploc, the lifelong bag.
Yeah, that's why I put it in there. Ziploc, bag for life.
When I mean she took it out like, boom. Here's a plunger. And it was wobbling left and right. I looked at her. I mean, the whole thing was bigger than her head. And I was thinking, and she said it with confidence. Here's a plunger. And it was wobbling. I'm just there thinking, no, that's not a plunger. And I was laughing my head off. I was like, Sienna, that's not a plunger.
I was like, what is it?
Cindy was like, what's up? What is it? He's like, no, she picked something up. Is it a plunger? He's like, no, it's not the plunger. Okay. It's something else. Then she was like, what is that? Oh, no, that's something else. It's a... We just said there was something to do with the
bathroom.
What did
we say?
We said something. I don't know what it was, but awesome. It's the fact that she picked it up with confidence and showed me right in her face.
Because do you know what?
That's what you need for now.
But the thing is, till this day, I don't even think Sienna knows men have.
I'm glad she doesn't.
No, but she knows that boys have willies. I've never even talked about that.
Right, what you need to do is go to the supermarket, get a packet of chicken goujons, and sit her down.
Chicken goujons, I love that.
Give her some lessons.
No, literally, but she didn't even know. She literally thought it was a plunger because you know the bit at the end.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's
it was a plunger.
Like, here you go. And she just waits. She because I'm taller than her, of course. She threw my face like, yeah, here's a plunger. She did it with like no emotion. God. Like, this was, oh, mate.
I started this podcast by saying these two people were legends, and they have proved
absolutely sold as seen.
No,
absolutely,
not as legendary as you guys. Not as legendary as you
that
guys.
That dildo is
honestly.
Now in the loft, I think.
We threw it away.
I threw it away.
It's not in the loft.
The store cupboard is just for bin bags and rope and bleach now. That's where she gets those bits. I mean, listeners, if that doesn't make you want to listen to their podcast, that's the quality. That's the level of quality we're talking about.
Yeah, amazing. Oh my god,
so legendary, man.
Oh well, thank you so much.
No, thank you guys. Honestly, it's been such a privilege and such an honor to be on the show. You guys are absolutely amazing.
My
face hurts.
Wow,
I haven't laughed this long in ages. He doesn't make me laugh this much. I'm joking. I'm joking.
We can do other things for you that we cannot.
Well, so. No, my face genuinely, my face is about to seize up. Like,
I'm not pregnating you.
Way too much.
Thank you. So Girl Scream Mother is out now.
That's right. BBC.
Well, can people follow you on the Twitter and the Instagram and all that?
Yes. Yeah, so yes, Instagram is Go Ask Your Mother _ podcast. That's on Instagram. And GAYM _ podcast on Twitter.
Okay, I was about to check how it's spelled.
Our individual socials, I'm VMan with 2 A's _ music, and you are?
I'm Cindy with an S _CHIKADAYA.
Yeah, excellent, and we will put those all in the show notes because no one's going to pin.
Yes. I just make people say that so I can just type it out when I'm editing later and I don't have to look it up.
It's purely
so
for the benefit of Ellie Gibson.
Thank you everyone for listening. Our book is
still in print. Excellent. And we've got a shop, Ellie.
We have got a shop, yeah.
And it's called scummymummyshop.com.
Scummymummyshop.com. What does it sell, Helen?
It shells.
Sean Connery impressions.
It sells t-shirts, mugs and towels.
Yes. No one's buying the towels because no one's going on holiday, but it does sell them. Just yes. FYI. Yes. And the mugs are now making a profit. So good times.
Excellent.
We originally were selling them at a 22 pence loss. but we have had a fiscal rearrangement.
Worked out how to do business.
Yes. We're never going on The Apprentice. excellent.
Now we can tell the listeners to rate, review and subscribe to our podcast, but let's tell them to do that for their podcast too.
Yes, even if they haven't listened to it, just go on and say it's good. Just a bit nice thing to do. It's a nice thing to do for someone. It's a nice thing to do.
Just, you know,
I love this couple.
Well, thanks again, Vanel and Cindy. And
thank you so much, Scummy Mummy.
Bye-bye.
I'll explain why I had it. So before I met Vanel, before I met Vanel,
yeah.
No, I can't mention what it is to explain what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Before I met Vanel, I'll let you explain your sub part.
Actually, you know what? Let me.
I'll explain why it was there. Can I explain why we had it?
It's not Hamlet, lads. Let's just
shut up.
Okay. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.